Hello, everyone. I'm Pat Norman, and I welcome each of you to the 2024 4th of July episode of FreePod. As always, we are proud to bring you this short, weekly podcast with the help of a large volunteer group dedicated to providing objective news specific to our community.
Hello, FreePod. I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, and now let's get started on the news you've been missing. Work has begun on the Locust Avenue Street project, which will greatly improve the condition of the street, as well as improve sewer and water mains. The construction work will begin with updates on the water and sewer lines, and then will involve a complete repaving of the street. The project stretches from South Street to Lincoln Boulevard. All of the work should be done by the start of the school year. Helm Group is doing the work, and the funding comes from the city and Stevenson County. Locust Avenue will be closed during the day while crews are at work, but open at night.
Music on Chicago's second appearance of the season is tomorrow, Friday, July 5th, featuring Mimi on the mic and Harlan Jefferson at the Freeport Art Museum Plaza, across from the Freeport Public Library in downtown Freeport. Harlan Jefferson will take the stage at 7 o'clock p.m. with his own unique style of soul, jazz, funk, and hip-hop on his saxophone. He also welcomes vocalist Candrace Jackson. At 8 o'clock p.m., Freeport native Tamika Smith headlines with Mimi on the mic. This high-energy show will bring the best of the top 40 hits from the 80s to the present and keep everyone dancing. Food and beverages will be available for purchase from local food trucks. Admission is $5 per person, with children age 5 and under free. The Greater Freeport Partnership is co-hosting July's Music on Chicago with Freeport's Flight Radio to encourage new talent to join us here in Freeport.
The Highland Community College Board unanimously approved a 3.5% salary increase for non-union staff, as well as a two-year lease agreement with the YMCA Family Child Care Center that includes an option for a third year. The salary increases for non-union employees follow increases of 2.0% in fiscal year 2022 and 3.0% in fiscal year 2023. Explanation for the increases included findings from the compensation range and salary adjustment system at Highland that compares Highland salaries to national averages to ensure that the college is fiscally responsible. The Human Resources Department at Highland found that more than 1 out of 5 of recent non-union job offers was rejected by the applicant because of a low salary. The survey also revealed that only 40% of Highland's non-union employees were satisfied with their salaries. A major problem contributing to dissatisfaction that was identified in the study was that Highland jobs took 13 years on average for employers to reach the mid-range of salary in their careers, compared to only 5 to 10 years nationwide. The Highland administration has recommended that the mid-range salary be moved up to 10 years of service instead of 13.
Fair Graham, a leading Midwest engineering and environmental firm headquartered in Freeport with 10 locations across the Midwest, again secured a spot on the list of Engineering News Record Top 500 Design Firms. Ranking in at number 474, this distinction marks the third consecutive year the firm has been featured on this prestigious list. Midwest Engineering, a 34-person engineering firm based in East Peoria, has recently merged with Fair Graham, and the merger is planned to make Fair Graham an even stronger, more competitive firm for the future.
As we celebrate our nation's birthday, we wanted to make note of a story recently reported by the Peoria Journal-Star that indicates that a recent study says Illinois is the third best state to move to in the United States. The study was conducted by immigration lawyers from Manifest Law, an employment and immigration law firm in New York City, and graded states on crime, disposable income, student-to-teacher ratios, cost of living, and available housing. According to their study, Wyoming is the best state to immigrate to in the U.S., followed by Minnesota and then Illinois, which scored a 64.8 out of 100 points. Hawaii, Mississippi, and Louisiana were the bottom three states in the study. Illinois, however, is also a state that consistently loses population rather than gaining it. In 2023, Illinois marked its 10th consecutive year of losing population. In celebration of Independence Day, though, we're focusing on the positive news this study provides. Way to go, Illinois!
Crate Park is a favorite destination for many in our area, and fishing fans are included in that count. The majority of people choose to fish in the spring when the Illinois Department of Natural Resources releases trout in the Yellow Creek. This release happens every year during the first weekend in April, and hopeful anglers need a special stamp on their fishing license to keep a trout if they catch one. If they do catch a trout and don't have a stamp, the trout should be released back into the creek according to fishing regulations. However, anyone with a fishing license can cast their pole anywhere along Yellow Creek at Crate Park all summer long. Their catch might include bass, crappies, bluegills, catfish, and carp. But again, the special stamp is required to keep a trout. Fishing is popular in Crate Park, says Bruce Cubberly, interim executive director at the Freeport Park District. He says people fish there almost every day when the weather is good. The only caveat, no fishing is allowed on bridges. Word has it that there are a lot of smallmouth bass just below the dam. So if your holiday weekend includes a bit of fishing, head to Crate Park. Good luck to all area fishermen and fisherwomen. Amira Striegel, the new administrative manager of the Stevenson County Farmers Market in downtown Freeport, is adding a number of offerings to the market. In addition to the fresh produce, baked and canned goods, artisan crafts, flowers and plants, and of course, other traditional farmers market items. Regular market goers may know Amira as the sourdough bread lady. She says that farmers markets have always meant a lot to her, and she hopes to cultivate a spirit of community at the market by adding community education, interactive experiences, and entertainment every Saturday morning from 8 until noon. Plans include magicians, open mic music, hula hoop yoga, and even Narcan training to show how to use this product. Narcan is an over-the-counter nasal spray treatment that can save a life in an opioid overdose emergency. The market also offers hospitality for market goers, including water from the artesian well in Winslow, a box of recycled old batteries, and coming soon, reusable canvas Stevenson County Farmers Market tote bags for purchase. Amira looks forward to hearing from the public with other ideas, organization recommendations, and other comments to enhance the farmers market experience. You can reach her on Facebook at the Stevenson County Farmers Market page or send her a message at the market's email address, StevensonCountyFarmersMarket@gmail.com, or just stop by and chat with her. And of course, pick up a delicious loaf of sourdough bread. Just as a reminder, we have four farmers markets in our county. In addition to the Stevenson County Farmers Market downtown, there's the Freeport Farmers Market on South Street and Lena's Farmers Market near Main Street, all of which are open every Saturday, as well as the McConnell Market in the McConnell VFW parking lot on the second Sunday of each month. We will include the times for all of these in the script for this episode of Free Pod on our website. So, eat local, eat healthy, and support our local farmers markets.
For all the classic movie lovers out there, be sure to attend the big screen showing of The Matrix next Wednesday, July 10th at the Lindo Theater. The Matrix is the next entry in Lindo Theater's Select Picks classic film series hosted by Ed Finch and Alan Wenzel at the Lindo Theater. A widely acclaimed sci-fi action flick, this 1999 picture stars Keanu Reeves and Lawrence Fishburne. The Matrix screens next Wednesday at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock p.m. at regular ticket prices. 2024 is the 14th year for this popular film series at the Lindo.
Paulette, Wednesday mornings include movies for kids at the Lindo. For the younger set of moviegoers, and also the young at heart, the Lindo is once again offering family movies all summer long on Wednesday mornings for just $2. You can purchase tickets and reserve seating online, or purchase everything at the theater when you arrive. Doors open at 9 o'clock a.m. for entertainment and games, and the show times are at 10 o'clock a.m. One auditorium at the theater is dedicated for guests who may need more freedom than a traditional cinema setting allows. With the lights turned up and the sound turned down, attendees can talk and move around, which can be helpful for young families or guests with special needs. For extra fun, group reservations for 20 or more include admission with reserved seating and a kiddie refreshment combo with popcorn, a juice box, or a kiddie drink, and a fruit snack for $8 per person. The reservation form for groups can be found at the Lindo Theater's website. Next week's movie on July 10th is the box office hit Shrek. We will mention the other movies each week, or you can find the whole lineup on the theater's website. What a great family option for a hot summer morning.
With pre-race registration ending soon, we have a quick reminder for you about FHN's Healthy Heart Hustle 5K, 7 o'clock a.m. on Saturday, July 20th. Pre-registration is open now, and registration the day of the hustle is also available for an additional $10. Proceeds from the race will benefit heart patients in Northwest Illinois through the FHN Cardiology Department. For more information, visit www.fhn.org/5k.
Freeport's annual Tutty Baker Festival begins next Friday with a full weekend of family fun, community celebrations, and opportunities to support local businesses with special sales and events. From July 12th to the 14th, you can enjoy fireworks, a classic car show, live music performances, a lively parade, a diverse selection of food trucks, and a craft fair featuring local artisans, as well as a 5K run and kayaking opportunities. Our in-depth interview next Tuesday, July 9th, will give you more reasons to come out because there is something for everyone to enjoy at this event, which, by the way, is free. For more information about the Tutty Baker Festival, including a detailed schedule of events, please visit the official Facebook and Instagram pages at Tutty Baker Festival. In addition to looking forward to all that Tutty Baker Fest has to offer, we're reminding everyone that fireworks in Freeport will be part of Tutty this year instead of happening on the 4th of July weekend. We'll be looking forward to lighting up the skies next Saturday night, July 13th.
There's no music on Debate Square tonight, but plan to be there next Thursday, July 11th, for big band music with conductor Bill Peterson. We're not without more music for the July 4th holiday weekend, though, as the weekend wraps up with Music Under the Stars on Sunday, July 7th at 7 p.m. at the Koenig Amphitheater at Crape Park. The conductor for that evening's performance by the Freeport Concert Band is also Bill Peterson. The featured vocalist is Brittany Kieselhurst, and there will be a clarinet solo by Ken Stein. What a great way to end the weekend. As we close, we're pleased to announce that, as mentioned earlier, next week's Tuesday in-depth interview will feature Freepod host Tim Connors interviewing Freeport Mayor Jody Miller and Tutty Baker Fest committee member Nikita Woods about all the fun and food you'll find at the Tutty Baker Fest starting next Friday, July 12th. Their conversation will be posted at noon on Tuesday, July 9th. With that, time's up for this week. But tune in again next week for more about Freeport businesses, city plans in progress, area rewards and recognition, local impacts related to state and national news, and more. As we say each week, Freepod couldn't come to you without the help of many local supporters. We're especially appreciative for the Mass Communications Department at Highland Community College for producing this podcast, as well as our many liaisons and reporters for the time they volunteer to bring the news to you. Thank you, Highland and Team Freepod. Again, I'm Paulette Williams-Thomas, here with Pat Norman, and we hope you'll check back next week for more news you've been missing. Thank you for listening.